Welcome to Locked On Pistons, a daily Pistons podcast. I'm your host, Duncan Smith. You can follow me at DuncanSmithNBA. Today we're going to talk about a particularly interesting topic to me, and that is Andre Drummond's free throws and the overall effect that his poor free throw shooting has on both his own numbers and his own output and what it does to the Pistons team as a whole. Well, we all know that Andre Drummond's free throws are historically bad. It's interesting to take a look at the bigger picture and see what just a small improvement can really mean for this team. First off, let's take a look at just how bad those numbers are and put them in perspective here. Andre Drummond was 137 for 355 at the free throw line this season. That checks in at 38.6%. Naturally, that is last in the NBA. It's a small increase over his 35.5% last year, but it's so marginal that we can really consider that to be completely irrelevant. We also know that over the last over the last month and a half to 2 months of the season, he shot in the high 20s percentage-wise. That's clearly not an acceptable rate, and I think that it had a pretty significant part in the whole season essentially caving in on itself. Drummond, whatever work he put in last offseason, it really did not pan out, whether it be the virtual reality, whether it be his extended ritual of walking back to half court after every single free throw. There's really nothing good to say about any kind of improvement that he might have thought that he stumbled across. Whatever he's doing isn't working, and that's pretty clear to see. This season, the Pistons had the second worst free throw shooting percentage in the NBA. They shot 71.9% from the free throw line. A pretty sizable chunk of their free throws came specifically from Andre Drummond, a little bit more than 22% at last check. If you remove Andre Drummond's free throws entirely from the equation, the Pistons would have an 81.4% free throw shooting clip. That would be second in the NBA behind the Charlotte Hornets at 81.5%. I made a chart earlier this season showing how you could impact the five worst free throw shooting teams if you removed their worst free throw shooter. There were fluctuations, naturally. The Miami Heat, for example, still ended up in the mid-low 70s when you take away Hassan Whiteside's free throws. The Pistons are almost 10% better as a team without Andre Drummond shooting free throws. Obviously, he's a big part of the team. Obviously, he's going to be shooting free throws regardless, unless some sort of blockbuster deal that catches us all off guard comes along. There's no reason to expect that. There's no reason to look forward to that. Andre Drummond still does what he does well. He does better than anybody else. His rebounding percentage led the NBA. His offensive and defensive rebounding percentages both led the NBA. And that allows the Pistons to do some things that they wouldn't be able to do without his presence on the floor. They were excellent in transition defense because they could get back as a unit. Andre Drummond could do all the offensive rebounding himself. They led the NBA in second chance points against because Andre Drummond cleaned up the boards. He's extremely proficient at rebounding. He is not good enough at rebounding necessarily, however, to be able to make up for this dramatic inefficiency at the free throw line. If we carry that forward a little bit and we tweak the numbers slightly, let's start with the effect that it would have on his post offense. Andre Drummond had a 0.734 points per possession production from the post this season. That's good for the 19th percentile. It's among the worst among NBA big men. That's not good. It's not acceptable. But a big part of that is his free throw rate. And of course, his free throw rate comes from a lack of willingness to get deep in the paint, get deep under the basket with the ball in his hands and risk getting fouled. Drummond, among all players who had two post possessions per game or more, Drummond had the fourth worst free throw rate across the league at 9.3%. So it's evident that Drummond shies away from the contact around the paint. He should be taking his post attempts from, 5 feet out, 3 feet out, under the basket, not 9 feet out. He took his lowest rate from 3 feet from the basket of his entire career. He took less than half of his shots from that range. And that is, again, a very strong indicator of his lack of willingness to be fouled. He shot 41.9% from the post, which is not a good percentage. It's not a good rate whatsoever. But it's better than Kevin Love and Anthony Davis. Kevin Love shot 37.1% from the post, and he scored 0.86 points per possession in the post. That's significantly better than Andre Drummond. Anthony Davis scored 0.9 points per possession in the post. And this is because they would go to the free throw line. There was no shying away from contact. They don't have to score all their points directly from the field goal attempt, which Andre Drummond has to do, because the free throws just are not a factor as far as adding to his efficiency. So the dreadful numbers that Andre Drummond puts up from the post are not entirely a result of just being bad in the post. You can be bad in the post, but still have the opportunity to add on ancillary scoring from the free throws. That's something that he simply doesn't do. So let's go back and add 50 more free throw makes to his rate, his total this season. If he made 50 more free throws this season, he would have gone 52.6% from the free throw line. That's not a rate that we can probably ever expect out of Drummond over the course of his career. It's highly unlikely that we're going to see such a significant leap forward from Drummond. But for the sake of argument, to show just how little improvement it really could take, let's go forward here and see what that would do with Drummond's post numbers and where that would place him in the league hierarchy, and also what it would do for the Pistons in their half-court offense, which was pretty dreadful last season. If Drummond did hit 50 more free throws, went 52.6% from the free throw line, we would assume that the vast majority of these would be from the post, aside from, hackadrays that will happen from time to time. And they would also happen much less often if he was hitting 52.6% from the free throw line, because then it becomes a less attractive proposition for opponents to attempt. It's just the math doesn't work out quite as well. You're scoring slightly more than 1 point per possession, and that's pretty close to in line with what a really good half-court offense scores. So right off the bat, his playability would improve significantly, because teams would be less inclined to hack him. If he scored 52.6 from the line, he would be scoring 0.88 points per possession from the post. As opposed to his dreadful 19th percentile right now, this would put him in the 51st percentile. Essentially, it would make him a average big man from the post, which is acceptable when you consider all the other things that Drummond brings to the table. When you consider how he cleans up the glass, it would mask some of his inefficiencies and inability at protecting the paint and protecting the rim. It would be a big improvement and it would make him more playable to the point where he would probably would be not averaging fewer than 30 minutes per game. You might find him averaging 34, 35 minutes per game. And his output would increase drastically simply from more minutes per game. You know, I'm known for my affection for Aaron Baines. We'll talk more about his about Aaron Baines' opting in or out situation in future episodes. But there's no doubt that having more Andre Drummond being a more productive than we're accustomed to Andre Drummond is better for the Pistons than Aaron Baines having to play more minutes because Andre Drummond isn't playable in fourth quarters. It would increase the Pistons' half-court offense significantly when he's on the floor as well. The Pistons scored 0.879 points per possession in the half-court. That was 27th best. Well, overall, they had the 27th best half-court offense. An increase of 50 points more from Andre Drummond would bump the Pistons' half-court scoring rate from that lowly 879 to 0.924 points in the half court. It's still not a highly efficient rate, but it's a touch more acceptable. Really, you could expect the Pistons to be scoring between 2 and 5 points per 100 possessions more simply from this free throw boost. And he would go to the free throw line quite a bit more simply from being... from no longer shying away from the kind of fouling that he might be expecting in general. We could probably expect a fairly quantum leap in a lot of Drummond's efficiencies and scoring rates. It's really a shame that we're probably not going to be able to see this kind of jump forward from him. But it goes to show how important Drummond's free throw inefficiency really is to this team. It's too bad that there is really no easy way forward, no likely improvement forthcoming. But it goes to show how important he is to this team and how a few insignificant changes really could make a big difference for this team and for Drummond himself in particular. This has been my first solo effort here for the Locked On Pistons podcast. You can subscribe on iTunes or Stitcher or whatever your podcast source is. You can follow me at Duncan Smith NBA. You can also follow the podcast at Locked On Pistons. I appreciate you tuning in, and catch you here on Monday. Thanks.